Andre Leon Talley, the towering former creative director and editor at large of Vogue magazine, has died. He had a front row seat to fashion shows around the world and provided his readers with a lens into that world through his writing. Jeffrey Brown has our appreciation of Talley as part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
At 6 foot six, Andre Leon Talley cut a large figure and wore it well. And he had a major impact on the world of fashion.
He had tremendous clout and influence.
Robin Givens, senior critic at large for the Washington Post, has long covered the fashion industry.
Andre Leon Talley was really a rare creature in the fashion industry because of the status that he had when he was at Vogue. He was creative director, and that is a position that in reality, no other Black person has held at American Vogue.
Born in 1948, Talley was raised in North Carolina by his grandmother. He spoke of getting a first taste of style from her as they attended church. Talley went on to study French literature at North Carolina Central University before receiving a master's degree at Brown. He spoke in the 2018 documentary, The Gospel According to Andre.
I did not know who exactly I was becoming. But I did get out of the Jim Crow South. Brown gave me a freedom, a liberation, and propelled me into the world that I know.
An apprenticeship at the Metropolitan Museum of Art brought him to New York and first encounters with the fashion industry.
This is Andre Leon Talley reporting live from Paris.
He would go on to work at magazines, including Interview and Women's Wear Daily, where he was Paris bureau chief, before serving as creative director at Vogue magazine. He was a fixture on the fashion scene, a regular at runway shows. And he was also a rare Black editor in a largely white world.
You don't get up and say, look, I'm Black and I'm proud, you just do it, and somehow it impacts the culture.
He spoke out about the racism and anti-gay bigotry he faced along the way.
People have said many bad things about me. They used to call me Queen Kong. I was like an ape. I was a gay ape Queen Kong. But I had to move on. I had to get on with my career.
A student of fashion history, he was known for playing with that history, as in a reworking of Gone with the Wind in the pages of Vanity Fair. He was also known as an enthusiastic champion of designers he liked, here at the exhibition Black Fashion Designers in New York in 2016.
You have a plethora and a rainbow of success based on innate quality and innate technique. These people taught themselves. They had dreams, and they put the dreams in their fashion.
I honestly don't know that I've come across anyone who could be as effusive in their praise for something that they really admired or they really found, took pride in. He was someone who I think was in a really challenging position for a long time, which is he was such a unique character, and he had he occupied such a high status, but at the same time, he was only one person.
Today, tributes poured in that spoke to his influence as a role model. Robin Givens defines his legacy this way.
I think that every time Andre took another step forward, he cleared the path a little bit more. He opened the door a little bit farther so that a few more people could step through. I mean, I think every time he defied a stereotype, he made the fashion industry that much more inclusive.
Andre Leon Talley died yesterday in White Plains, New York. He was 73 years old. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.
And all the more remarkable because he faced obstacles throughout his life, beginning with his childhood.